This is WordWise, the weekly program that explores the origin, history, or tall tales behind common words or phrases, and brought to you by KWBU and the College of Arts and Sciences at Baylor University. I'm your host, Christy Proctor. With us today is Associate Professor of Theater, Stan Denman. Dr. Denman, I'm always impressed by the large amount of memory work that actors have to do, especially those in Shakespearean plays. It seems that all their speeches are just so long. But I suppose that there's a better word for all those lines other than speech or lecture?
Yeah, normally we call that a monologue. Anytime you have an uninterrupted speech or a poem by a single person, hence the word mono, that's a monologue. In everyday usage, a long or sort of rather one-sided conversation is sometimes called a monologue as well. Sometimes when you can't get a word in edgewise, there's the monologue. And then there are some famous monologues from Shakespeare. Henry St. Crispin's Day speech in Henry V, or Mark Antony's Friends, Romans, Countrymen monologue in Julius Caesar. And in Hamlet, you have Polonius' famous monologue where he's giving all of his advice, neither a borrower nor a lender be.
Well, what about Hamlet's favorite, to be or not to be?
Well, that's actually a soliloquy. If a speech is addressed to the speaker himself, such as they're thinking out loud, they call that a soliloquy. And Shakespeare used a soliloquy in order to really reveal the character's inner thought so we could see what's going on in Hamlet's mind or in Macbeth's head.
That's so interesting. Can you give me an example of a soliloquy?
Well, the to be or not to be speech in Hamlet is probably the most famous one. It reveals Hamlet's inner thoughts without really resorting to a third person. Romeo has several in Romeo and Juliet. His most famous includes the one where he says, "But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east and Juliet is the sun." Beautiful poetry there, but Lady Macbeth also has some blistering soliloquies that really help the audience understand her intentions. Those soliloquies really help to build the action of the play without being restricted to just dialogue between actors.
Thank you so much, Dr. Denman. Dr. Stan Denman is an associate professor of theater in the College of Arts and Sciences at Baylor University. This has been WordWise, a production of KWBU. I'm Christy Proctor. Join us again next week.